I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 9 days after a massive earthquake struck Haiti, many on the island nation remain desperate for help. An estimated 3 million Haitians need emergency food relief. About 1 million are thought to be in what aid groups call desperate need. Officials and relief workers are exploring all options for getting supplies into Port-au-Prince. The BBC's Adam Minot is at the capital's main port. He says although many piers were damaged, some may be up and running again soon.
Looking out, there are two piers operating here. The north pier away to my right, which was to all intents and purposes destroyed. Looking across at it, a large crane for offloading containers toppled forwards into the sea off its mounting. And along the edge of the wharf, there were stacked several high, large 40-foot containers. Some of them have tumbled into the sea. So the north pier is not going to function in the short term. To my left is the south pier. Now that was damaged too, but not so badly. And during the course of the past 24-48 hours, divers and engineers have been below to look at the stanchions holding the pier up. A lot of them were damaged in the earthquake, but it's been judged by engineers that it is sufficiently strong to carry some cargo offloaded onto it. And of course, this then opens up another vital avenue for getting aid into the country.
Now, the port damaged, the airport is not damaged, however, and yet there's still a waiting list of over 1,400 flights that want to set out for Haiti and land in that very small airport. What is happening right now in terms of the aid coming into the airport and getting out of the airport? And what will, you know, getting the port back into shape do to assist the airport?
I mean, the airport, you're right, is a pressure point. I'm told that before the earthquake happened, the airport was taking in 13 or 14 flights a day. There are now more than 10 times that number of flights trying to get in. So that is a pressure point. And if that can be relieved by getting some aid supplies in here, it goes without saying, of course, that a large ship can hold much more than a large aircraft. So if this can be opened up, even in a fairly restricted way, and they're talking about it operating at perhaps 10% of its pre-earthquake capacity, then that will take some pressure off the airport. Because aid is coming in here, but it's not getting out in substantial quantities, certainly in terms of food aid, to the hungry people who need it.
Can you explain why that is? We've been hearing about that for the last 5 days or so, but not getting any real satisfactory answer why the aid is coming in, but not getting to the people who need it.
First of all, it's a big logistical operation, and it's an operation that started from scratch. There was no capacity in the country left to help an aid operation of that sort start. So they're beginning, as it were, with a blank sheet of paper. But that said, I think it's a fair criticism to say that they're trying to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make sure all their distribution sites are sorted out and secure before they start aid going out in any substantial quantities. They are sending out some high-energy biscuits. But getting bulk aid out there, bulk food aid, is taking a long time, and I think there's some justifiable criticism that it hasn't happened more quickly. What little has been unloaded at the port, and it is a little, has been driven to the airport. So slightly frustrating, I guess, for Haitians in Port-au-Prince to see food arrive here and water and then be driven across town to be put into another secure area before it going on then to a distribution point.
Adam, I'm interested in learning more about just everyday life for people in Port-au-Prince today. I'm wondering if there's a story from a person you have spoken with in the last day or so that, you know, might give us a window into what life is like there today in Port-au-Prince.
Well, let me tell you the story of a young man who's working at the guest house we're staying in. His family, two family members were killed. They were crushed by the house that fell down on top of them. He was back in at work at this guest house the following day. Every day he now goes home, and his home is no longer his house, but it's a bit of sheeting spread over some mattresses and blankets that he's gathered together in one of these large encampments that's sprung up around the town. That sort of thing is being replicated by not hundreds of people, not thousands, but tens of thousands of people across both Port-au-Prince and Haiti more widely.
Extraordinary indeed. The BBC's Adam Minot, thanks very much.
Thanks to you.